I've decided to open my first savings account.
I've decided to reclaim my health.
I've decided to give faith
a second chance.
Time now for the I've Decided radio show, sponsored by I've Decided, an organization in Peoria designed to motivate people just like you to achieve your goals, from physical to financial health, to learning a new skill or being a better spouse. Now, I've Decided radio.
Good morning, Central Illinois. You are tuning in to the I've Decided radio show this awesome Sunday morning. I'm Kim Martin, founder of I've Decided and host of your show today. Thank you so much for being with us. If you've joined us before and kind of become acquainted with how we roll every Sunday, we send out a weekly winning resource to all of our members, and included in that is a weekly winning word. And we like to chat about that word with our guests and just kind of apply it to our everyday lives and our businesses and our goals and our dreams. And it's always fun, you know, to see what the guests have to say about the word and how they utilize it, and gives us some encouragement and motivation. So this week, our weekly winning word is confident. And I don't know if you've been hearing some buzz. We got lots of amazing small businesses up and coming out of Peoria. But there's been some buzz about this Bears Bites. I love that name, Bears Bites. And one of our local owners here is with us, Samantha Hutchison. Hi, Sam.
Hello. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I am fantastic.
Awesome. So excited to have you in the studio. I mean, we got lots to talk about.
Yes,
today.
We do.
But, you know, thinking about this, I know you and I met a few years ago through St. Jude.
Yes.
Because we both participate in the same St. Jude Runs event.
Yes.
Annually. I swear I think I remember you talking about making your own one ingredient treats for your dogs. And it's been a while, but then I heard you say before that your business has only been going for a couple of years.
Yes. We actually started February 8th. Of 2018
is when you officially launched a business.
Yes.
Were you already? Well, first of all, I'm getting way ahead of myself here. Tell us who you are, Samantha, and tell us about Bears Bites, and then we'll go back and talk about when you opened.
Okay. Well, I'm Sam Hutchison. I own Bears Bites. I have a problem saying we because it's me and Bear, you know. So I own Bears Bites, and Bears Bites is a single ingredient dog treat company. And all of our treats are hormone-free, steroid-free, organic. We actually get all of our meat from Little Blue's Farm over in Morton, and it's all naturally raised. It's all USDA approved, all high-quality human-grade ingredients. So that's a quick rundown on Bears Bites. And we actually started making dog treats, oh, it's been about 10 years ago, because Sarge, one of our dogs, had serious food allergies, and we had him on special food, and it just didn't work. So I started researching, and it took about 6 months for me to research and feel confident enough to start making his dog treats. So that's what we started doing. And we adopted Tank also, who his hair was falling out. He would get ear infections. He would lick his feet. Got him on a special dog food, just like Sarge was. And when you look at dog treats in the store, you see a lot of chicken. Chicken's the number one food allergy in dogs. And you see a lot of stuff you can't pronounce. If I can't pronounce it, it's not going in my mouth. So we hold that same standard to our dog treats. We have single ingredient. There's nothing in them. That's it. Just the one ingredient. So we don't have a lot of fillers. We don't have preservatives, nothing like that. Just the treats. So that is the...
So I was right, though. You had been making the treats for a while, because I remember you talking about this a long time ago.
Yes.
But it's just that you turned it into an actual business a couple years ago.
Yes, finally launched it. I kind of scared Mike. I told him November of 2017. I'm like, hey, we're going to start a business. We're launching January 1st. We had to figure that out. So we started on February 8th instead of the 1st. So, but that's okay. You got to learn.
Oh, yeah. Know? So when did you get the idea that it could become a business? So, you know, you started making these treats for your own doggies.
Yep.
And at what point did you go, did your friends start requesting
yes.
you to make treats for their dogs? Like, how did that?
We had people asking us to make treats, which we made treats, you know, for friends and stuff. But really, it came back November of 2017. It was kind of one of those things. Mike gets a little scared sometimes because I'll just come up with something and then it's in place. You know, I just kind of like, oh, hey, we're doing this. And then we're doing it.
Yeah. So, Joe doesn't know anything about that.
I have a feeling we have the same balance here. it really was November 2017. One day I was like, yeah, I'm going to do this. And here we are 2 years later going national.
That's kind of a luck of the draw, though. You know, yeah. on average, companies don't go national within 2 years.
No.
So I can't wait to hear the back end of that story. But so when you decided you were going to open your business, now I got to go. Usually I'll save it till the end, but this is really cool. And I think it fits. Our weekly winning quote is, confidence comes when you let go of the need to be perfect.
Mm-hmm.
So obviously you knew there was a lot of things you didn't know. So you knew you weren't going to be perfect when it came to making the decision. You decided
right.
to open your own business.
Right.
But there's a lot that goes on into a food product, labeling, packaging, keeping it good so it
yes.
doesn't go bad, especially if it's a single ingredient with no preservatives.
Yes.
So what the heck? Where did all that confidence go, that packaging, all of that? Where did you start?
Well, I'm not real good at the internet. Okay. So when we started, we had very basic labels. Like, it's kind of one of those things, I just had to do it. So I just did it. You know, there's really no backstory on the labels in the bag. Like, I want my bagging to be recyclable. You know, our treats are very earth friendly. They're very health conscious, you know, stuff like that. So, but other than my solids, I was just like, all right, well, what do I do? So I made cute little simple labels, made a cute little simple logo, you know. Then I found somebody. I found Jake from Peoria Design. He did all of our labels. He did our website. He did all that. I'm confident enough to say, if I don't know how to do something, and then I find somebody who is confident enough to do it.
Right.
So, and that takes a lot, knowing when you can't do something and you're confident in it.
Yeah. And just finding those resources to help
yes.
you launch and getting, you know, the packaging and the labels was probably a big deal.
Mm-hmm.
And then also keeping the quality fresh, which we'll talk about. And then, of course, spreading the word. But I know
yes.
you used our local farmers market, and you are big on that.
Mm-hmm.
And so with a one ingredient, we're going to have to take a break. But something to think about when we come back, what's the shelf life of a one ingredient? We're going to take a break, and we'll be right back with Samantha Hutchison from Bear's Bites. Welcome back to the I've Decided radio show. We're in the studio today with Samantha Hutchison. She is the founder and owner of Bear's Bites, single ingredient snack for your doggies.
Yes.
And treats, I should say, doggy treats. And we were talking a little bit about the shelf life. And while we were on break, I found out that with dehydrated food, the shelf life is pretty long.
Yes, it is.
So tell us a little bit about that.
So as long as it's dehydrated completely, you've got a shelf of about 5 years. So, I mean, I've had somebody who found a bag of treats in the cabinet was like, oh, it's been sitting here for 6 months. You're good.
Right.
You know, I make sure that everything is completely dehydrated. So you're not going to have any moisture that's going to cause mold. That's how you can hold them so long.
That's what it is. So. Interesting.
And we do small batch. Like, I don't have them sitting on a shelf at home. So you're not ever going to have six-month-old treats coming off when you're buying them from us. So
they're fresh.
Yes, they
it's
are
fresh.
Very fresh. Yes.
Which is really cool. And it's awesome that you're right here in Peoria.
Yeah.
I don't typically shop online, but mm-hmm. now that I know I can order the treats right directly from your website and
yes.
you're here in Peoria,
yes.
that's good shopping online for me. shopping online with a local owner, I'm willing to do that for sure. So I'm going to definitely get some treats for Howie, my dog, because he has serious allergies. And so on that subject, and of course you had already mentioned that you had dogs with allergies,
yes,
and that's why you wanted to start creating your own treats for them. Let's kind of go down that path, because maybe if you guys are listening, and I know this is important for me too, and I want to hear this information. If you've got a dog that has allergies, if they get, Howie has gotten sores all over him. He gets ear infections. You know, he licks his paws a lot.
Yeah.
He gets really lethargic sometimes. It just makes him feel terrible.
Yes.
And so he definitely struggles, especially in the summer months. And but it started going even beyond that. And I did learn that chicken was an issue too. But help, go back to dog. There's a, so dogs have these allergies and it's pretty common.
Yes, it is. It's becoming very common because of a lot of it is the quality of the ingredients being put into the dog food. With some of the learning that I've been doing with animal nutrition, we're finding that it's not so much the chicken, but how the chicken is raised, what it's fed, that goes, you know, what that's in the meat. So when you have chicken that's fed cheap grains or just yucky stuff anyway, that goes into their meat. You know, so they're absorbing that and then they put it in the dog food and then your dog is absorbing that. So we've actually tested this with Bear, because Bear is, yes, he's my little tester. So with any dog food, he cannot have chicken. Dog treats, he cannot have chicken. He cannot have grains in any of them. But I have bought Little Blue's Farm chicken because we buy it for ourselves. And Bear has zero problems with eating Little Blue's Farm chicken. That's because there's no chemicals in it. It's naturally raised, so they're just kind of roaming around eating bugs or grass or whatever they normally eat. They're not pumped full of any steroids or antibiotics, nothing like
that. Eating corn.
Yeah, it's just they don't eat the bad stuff that gets absorbed in their body that gets put into the food. And then it's just like you and I, you know, if we're eating bad stuff, we're feeling bad. So when you've got allergies, like I talked about Tank earlier, his hair would just fall out in chunks. You know, we got him taken care of, his hair all grew back in. But when you have allergies on the inside, then you've got allergies on the outside, like seasonal allergies. So I laugh about this because I'm currently going through it with my own body. So with a food allergy, I always tell people with their animals. So if you have food allergies and seasonal allergies, get the foods taken care of, and the seasonal allergies will take care of themselves. I had to laugh because yesterday we were talking about this with me. You know, so it goes for people and dogs. You know, you got to make sure your food allergies are taken care of. So, and we're doing the treats and we're doing a dog food because of all the yucky stuff in dog foods now. So,
right. Well, when I heard you speaking earlier in the week at 1 Million Cups, and you talked about treats, and I thought, well, I took Howie off the food with chicken, but I bet his stinking treats have chicken in them.
Yes, they probably do.
And honestly, I've been meaning to buy treats from you for the last year, and I just haven't done it yet. So I'm getting online and ordering them and seeing how Howie will like them. But it'll be interesting to see, because he's been on pretty much solely a dog food diet.
Yes.
And a bone treat.
Yes.
You know, how do dogs respond to this whole food, like sweet potato treat or, you know, meat treat? Like the meat, I guess probably they love it. But like, what about the sweet potatoes? And
so the fruits and veggies are not as popular as the meats. But like when we started, we only did banana and sweet potato, and our boys were in heaven. Sarge and Tank loved them. Like, those are their favorite. But we didn't do meat. You know, when we adopted Bear, Bear crunched them all over the back of my car. He wouldn't even put them in his mouth.
That's hilarious.
Yeah.
Bear don't like vegetables.
Bear does not like vegetables. He eats them in our dog food, but he will not eat them as treats.
Right. If I drop a vegetable on the in the kitchen. Howie won't touch it either. It can be, but he ate my sandwich for lunch. Oh. I made a sandwich for lunch and went upstairs and left it laying too close to the edge of the counter. And I come back downstairs this week and my sandwich was gone. I'm like,
oh my goodness.
Howie, you ate my sandwich.
That's so great. Now Bear will do that, you know. So.
But no vegetables. He will not eat a piece of lettuce to save his life.
No. We do get told a lot, though. Like, it doesn't matter if it's our fruits and veggies or our meats. The dogs know the bags. And they know where the bags are in the house, and they know the sound of the bags opening. So, I mean, it's it's a good thing.
That's hilarious. So, all right. So, but allergies. So, you're saying if we can remove the food allergies from our dog's diets, the seasonal allergies will most likely go away as well?
Yes. Sarge was our first dog that had the bad allergies. And we got his internal food allergies taken care of. And at one point in time before we got the food allergies taken care of, he had seasonal allergies so bad that we had to give him 4 Benadryl. Mm. Now, once we got him under control, maybe 4 months of the year, a couple in the spring and a couple in the fall, we would have to give him 1.
Right.
And with dogs, it's 1 mg/lb of Benadryl, and he was 85 pounds. So a 25 milligram Benadryl took care of it, and that's just one time a day. The dogs can have it up to 3 times a day, and he needed it once.
Yeah. So just changing that diet took care of that.
Yes.
Yeah. So poor Howie. I mean, he and what happens to Howie, too, and I don't know if this is common, but when his allergies really flare up, it upsets his tummy.
Mm-hmm.
And so then he starts having an accident here or there because he can't hold it and get outside because he's got to go.
Yeah.
You know, that was a big deal. That just happened last summer. He's 6 years old.
Yeah.
And it seems like every year they're getting worse. Yeah. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back with Samantha Hutchison from Bears Bites. Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the I've Decided radio show. I'm Kim Martin, founder of I've Decided and host of your show today. If you've been tuning in, you know we're in the studio talking to Samantha Hutchison. She is the founder and owner of Bears Bites, single ingredient doggy treats, which is awesome. Lots of success going on here. And we just kind of been talking a little bit about being confident. I know, Sam, you had to be fully confident. You know, I don't know if you, sometimes we don't know what we don't know, right? Confidence sometimes comes from just being a little on the naive side. Like, I'm just so excited, I'm going to do it.
Yeah.
And we don't really think everything through.
Yes.
But it does take some confidence to take that leap of faith. And and so I thought you would be a great guest for this show and just some encouragement and motivation for our listeners, because that's what it's all about. At I've Decided, it's our purpose to help you achieve your goals and dreams, whatever that might be. We want to provide you all those pieces of the puzzle, a success, motivation, inspiration, support, accountability, tools and resources, opportunity to contribute, the right mindset. And so when you become a member of our community, you gain access to 3 local motivational and leadership conferences, your weekly winning word, your success planner and journal, monthly success groups where you can learn, grow, and connect, business networking, everything, all that you need to be successful. So we want to invite you to our website at ivedecided.org. Check it out. Check out our program. And while you're there, take a quick look at our business resources. I love to give a shout out to them because we have over 60 business resources now. And it's because of them that we're able to put on our conferences and provide those opportunities to you so that you can achieve your goals and dreams. And they are contributing to your success. So we want to support those businesses. And I know, Sam, you've been a community member yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Of I've Decided, what is it, over a year for sure?
Yes, it's a little over a year now.
Yeah. So. And so I appreciate your support for I've Decided and believing in our community and joining the community. And I love seeing all of our members be successful. And I love your success story. And you've got a really kind of cool success story because you mentioned it earlier, but this is worthy of some conversation. You're going to be in 71 major retail stores across the United States.
Yes.
Starting soon. So tell us about that little journey and who this company is and all that good stuff.
So it's kind of a fun story. Back, I think it was about August, I got an email to my personal email asking me to apply to meet the buyers of Camping World. And I was like, oh, we're this little business we're not going to be in, but I'm totally doing it. Why not? You know? So then we got an email asking us to come meet with them. Here were some times, come meet with our buyers. Okay, is this a joke? We're doing it. So I go up and meet with the buyers, and that morning Bear had hurt himself. So I was a hot mess. Like, I almost canceled it because I was like, oh my goodness, Bear needs his full hip replacement surgery right now. I went up and I was actually, they put me in a room because I was one of the first meetings with the buyers. So I'm texting Mike. We're going back and forth because I was so worried about Bear. And they're like, okay, we'll give you a 5-minute notice when the buyers are going to come in and talk to you. I'm like, cool. So these two ladies came in. And I'm like, oh, is it my 5-minute notice? And they're like, no, we're the buyers. Are you ready? So I just like threw my phone and I'm like, yes. And then I'm telling them, you know, I'm so sorry. I wasn't ready because Baird hurt himself. So we talked about Bear for like 10 minutes. And then we started talking about Bear's bites. And they had said that about 5 years ago, they had a big dog food section, dog treats and stuff. And it kind of got out of hand and it really wasn't where they were wanting to align. They wanted to do more natural treats. So they just got rid of the section. So now they were bringing in more healthy, natural treats and toys and foods. And we aligned perfectly with them. So they moved me to the next step and asked me if I was going to go to the meeting with the buyers that night because I kind of had a mixer. So I was like, oh, okay. So when we got to the mixer, the buyers came in. They came right for me to see how Bear was doing, which I thought was just cool because these were the coolest ladies. I mean, they were just like me and you talking. You know, you would think like big corporate. No, they were just like me and you, just as cool as can be. And then they said, okay, we'll get a hold of you in November. It's about a 6-month process. So November came and went, and we're like, it's okay. We got a plan for 2020. We're good. No big deal. December came along, and they emailed me, and I'm like, okay, you know. And then the Thursday after Christmas, I got an email saying, hey, guess what? You're a new vendor for Camping World.
Oh, my gosh.
So it was...
That's a good Christmas present.
Yeah. I was so excited. I ran up... Mike works third shift. I ran upstairs and woke him up because it was like 4:30 in the afternoon. And I'm like, oh, my God, guess what? We're going to be vendors at Camping World. Okay, now go back to sleep. And I ran back downstairs. So here he comes. He's like, are you seriously going to wake me up for that and then think I'm going back to sleep? So we've... We had to upgrade. I mean, we had a little bit of a challenge there. We were like, wow, weren't expecting this. Yes, we did go meet with the buyers, but it's kind of like, oh, we're small. You know, this is a big, huge corporation. No, we're in it. We're doing this. So we went from being having a good time and meeting awesome people locally. Now we're going to do it nationally. So it's we've actually been invited to meet to apply to meet with multiple other buyers now also.
Wow.
So
you had to upgrade all of your equipment. Well, that takes some confidence.
Yeah.
I mean, because that's not a cheap investment.
No, far from it. And it that was a struggle for me because, you know, here we were not prepared for a national order. And thank goodness for Mike. Because he knows this stuff. You know, he got me, he went on, he found all of our equipment's used, you know, because, wow, if it wasn't.
Right.
And I've got some cool equipment. I was cutting everything by hand. You know, Mike found me some pretty awesome machines that help me with my time management now.
Right. So
it makes it a lot easier
on me.
So.
Well, yeah, because you've been doing this out of your home.
Yes.
And so I would assume your goal will be you're going to have to get a manufacturing place, a office.
Yes.
Is that something that's next on your list?
That is it. I keep saying September 2020. My timeline skills are not real good because we thought 5 years down the road we'd be here and we're two. So I say September, we're probably looking about May that we'll be looking to move into a spot.
Right. So, just kind of start your own little manufacturing business there.
Yeah. And so, we'll have a cute little retail area, I'm sure.
Sure.
But
surely.
It'll be the size of my equipment isn't going to fit in my house pretty soon.
Well, so. I wonder how, and we're probably going to have to extend this out into our last segment because we're going to have to take a break here pretty soon. But do you already know how many bags of food they're going to order? Have they given you the idea?
I have the first order already.
We'll talk about that when we get back from break. Welcome back to the I've Decided radio show. We are in the studio with Samantha Hutchison. She is the owner and founder of Bear's Bites. Just having a great conversation, learning about her story into her small business here in Peoria that is rapidly, I think, expanding into a national business, as we just learned in the last segment. And just kind of chatting about our word confident. That's our weekly winning word this week. And that confidence that she had to have in order to take that leap of faith. Sounds like you just went for it, Sam.
Yeah, I kind of did.
You're like, we're doing it. We're going for it. And and you knew it wouldn't be perfect, but that's okay. It doesn't have to be perfect.
No. I've had treats that I've tried and they don't work. You know, you just got to do it.
Yeah.
You know?
Amazing. So we were talking about your national deal that you mm-hmm. got. So, you know, how do you go from really small out of your home to now you have this big company with 71 stores making their first order?
Yes.
So you had to upgrade your equipment. I mean, like, are you going to be able to fulfill this order based on where you are right now?
I'll be able to send it out next week. I have a deadline of March 23rd, and then everything will be on the shelves on April 6th. We'll have the order out next week.
So you're able to accommodate it.
Yes. That was the easy part.
That's
it was
amazing.
The stress and craziness of upgrading that was the hard part for me.
But producing the treats is the easier part
for
you.
That's what I do. I make dog treats. The rest of the stuff I'm not good at, but the making of the dog treats, I'm on it.
That's amazing. And, you know, when I heard you speaking at A Million Cups earlier this week, you want to continue to do that.
Yes.
Like, that's the part you're like, I don't want anybody else to do this.
No.
You're struggling even considering having to hire someone to take over that job.
Yes. The anxiety that brings on to me makes me it freaks me out to release my baby into somebody else's hands.
Right. You know? That's what we talked about. It's kind of like giving just a little piece of your kid to somebody.
Yes.
It just doesn't feel good, does it?
No.
It's not a good feeling.
It's
rough. But sometimes, you know, there's opportunities that you can have when you have investors or other people mm-hmm. contributing. But certainly, if it's growing at a pace that you can keep up with, there's no reason to do anything differently than what you're already doing until you feel like it's a necessity. You know, you just keep taking one day. Have that confidence in yourself and your husband's ability.
Mm-hmm.
He fixes things.
Oh,
you
thank
break
goodness.
Things, you
I break them, he fixes them. So sometimes he has to break one of the other machines to figure out how to fix what I did.
He's like Joe. It's like, thank God for YouTube.
Yes.
This week, our heater was making this crazy noise. And I'm an early riser. I get up really early to run. And I'm up early doing my Bible study and things like that. So I'm up early. My husband likes to sleep in a little mm-hmm. bit. So I get up and our heater's making this rackety noise. And we have like one of those wall heaters that's like really old fashioned, you know. And I'm like, Joe, something's wrong with our heater. You know, he jumps mm-hmm. up out of the bed and he had to go get a part, but he was able to fix it. And it's wonderful. He watched the YouTube video. You can find everything on YouTube.
Yes, you can.
It's crazy.
YouTube is amazing when it comes to being a homeowner.
and maybe even a manufacturing company. Your husband might think it, you know, he's probably YouTubed a few videos.
Yes,
to fix
he has.
So, well, we're going to run out of time, so we don't have a lot of time to chat about it, but I'm curious about the process. So you get this food, you get this meat from the farm in Morton,
mm-hmm.
and then what happens? What do you do with it? You come out, what's the process of dehydrating it?
So I get it defrost it, and then I have to make sure there's no fat on it because fat will make the meat go rancid, whether, you know, once it's dehydrated. And then I'm cutting it and putting it in the machine. And normally, depending on which meat it is, it's 14 to 36 hours later that we have dog treats. So, I mean, it's not a hard one, but boy, my house does not smell good most of the time.
Right, because you do salmon.
We do salmon, and beef liver is the worst of them. So it's not hard, but it's time consuming, right? You know. And when I was cutting it all by hand, it was really time consuming. But now that I have machines that help me, it's about half the time. Thank goodness. So, but it's pretty fun.
The thing that makes me smile as I hear you sharing your story is I always say, figure out what you love to do and then find a way to make money doing it.
Yes.
And I really feel like that's what you've done.
Yes.
And that's what I love so much. It's what I love about our business, I've Decided. I love the success stories. I always say success stories are my favorite. I love seeing someone doing what they love to do.
Yeah.
And you love your dogs.
Yes.
They are your babies.
Yes, they are.
I always say I love my dog too, but sometimes there are people that their dogs are like their children.
Yes.
Like they love them that much.
And
I know that's you and your husband. And I have a brother-in-law and sister-in-law who are the same. Their doggies are their children.
Yes.
And I do love my dog. I really do. But you are passionate.
Yes, I am.
You are passionate about your fur baby and taking good care of them.
Yeah.
And there are a lot of people like you, and you're hitting that market. And even though I may not be as passionate, I don't want my dog to be sick. And
no.
I hate to see him in misery. And the vet bills, by the way, let's not forget how much it cost.
Yeah.
You know, for them to be taken care of when they're having those major allergies, ear infections, sores on their poor little faces, and diarrhea, and all the things that they have to take, the medicine. So,
well, and there was a need for it because, yes, the big companies are doing this. You know, they may have a single ingredient or a limited ingredient dog treats, but they don't know where their stuff comes from. So to me, that's just as bad as having 10 different ingredients. You know, if you don't know where your stuff comes from, how do you know it's what you're saying it is? So that's really, you know, I knew if I needed the treats, other people needed the treats too. And I had friends asking me, so I knew they needed the treats.
Well,
so.
And you said it, you know where you would eat, you can eat your treats.
Yeah.
I mean, they're human edible.
Yes.
If someone wanted to eat dried salmon, I don't know if you would want to, but it's human edible.
Yeah,
you can do it.
My brother-in-law has tried all of them.
Yeah,
except for the pig ear. He's never chewed on a pig ear, but he's tried everything else, so.
Okay, well, I know we got some listeners saying, I want some Bear's Bites treats. Where can they get them?
So you can order them directly online through us, which is bearsbites.net. You can see us at the farmers markets too from May to September. But locally, we have quite a few places. We've got You Dirty Dog over in Morton. We've got Boutique 309 over in Washington. Tales of a Bookworm, which is actually, they raise money for Tales, the rescue, in Pekin. And then we've got Aura Salon in the Heights, Groom Service on University, Rambler downtown, Sous Chef downtown.
All over the place.
Yes.
All right, guys. Get some Bear's Bites for your dogs. Thank you, Sam.
Thank you,
Okay,
Kim.
We'll post more information about the show. See you later.
Thanks for listening to I've Decided Radio, sponsored by I've Decided, a local organization designed to help motivate you to reach your goals. Listen every Sunday morning at this time for I've Decided Radio. For more information, go to ivedecided.org. What will you decide?